It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A scandal in a state crime lab continues to cause turmoil in Massachusetts. A chemist who once worked there is accused of falsifying test results in as many as 34,000 cases, which means lawyers, prosecutors, and judges who are used to operating in a world of beyond a reasonable doubt now have nothing but doubt. Already, hundreds of convicts and defendants have been released, and now it appears the state's highest court will weigh in on how the many remaining cases should be handled. NPR's Tovia Smith has that story.
Several months ago, the former chemist, Annie Dukin, told police she messed up big time. For all her apparent lies, she seems to have definitely gotten that one right.
I don't think anybody ever perceived that one person was capable of causing this much chaos.
District Attorney Michael Morrissey is one of many now digging through old cases trying to sort out how many should now be considered tainted.
You can see the entire walls. You know, there's two walls full of boxes.
In a conference room near his office, dusty old files are piled 6 feet high.
One of these cardboard boxes, there could be hundreds of cases.
In each box,
yeah.
It's nearly a decade's worth of work that could take years and tens of millions of dollars to review.
All rise.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Special courts like this one have already heard hundreds of cases of convicts and defendants arguing they were denied due process because their evidence was handled or mishandled by Annie Dukin.
It was, we now know, mistesting evidence, dry labbing evidence, saying that she had conducted tests when she had not, deliberately tainting drugs.
In this case, public defender Julianne Hernan is arguing for the release of a man charged with selling cocaine and heroin in a school zone to an undercover officer. He had pleaded guilty, but now Hernan says he should be allowed to take it back.
And certainly, I think we have to presume a taint here when Annie Dukin was the chemist in the case.
The whole dynamic in court has flipped. Defendants tend to smile while prosecutors, visibly deflated like ADA Tom Finnegan, watch their cases crumble.
And the Commonwealth would not be opposing that motion at this time, Your Honor.
It's unsettling and it's maddening because you're now going to have a lot of people get released to the street prematurely.
Middlesex County District Attorney Jerry Leone is one of many hoping the state Supreme Court will curb the releases. While some defendants could still be on the hook for gun or assault charges, for example, he says most drug cases where Dukin was the primary chemist will be impossible to reprove beyond a reasonable doubt. But Leone says it's unclear where to draw the line. He says some offenders are just trying to jump on the bandwagon, arguing that every test from that lab should also be considered tainted.
If someone's in jail, you know, they're doing downtime. So there's no reason not to try and file something that gets you back before the court.
I'd ask that he be allowed to proceed on a personal recognizance.
Defense Attorney William Sullivan recently argued to withdraw a client's guilty plea in a case where Dukin was a secondary chemist.
This is a lab that was pretty much wholly and fully contaminated by Miss Annie Dukin. She had full access to everyone's drugs.
By the end of the hearing,
and then we'll allow the motion.
Things turned out well for the defendant.
He looked pretty happy to me, yeah.
But Attorney Sullivan is quick to add clients like his also have plenty of reason to be bitter.
The tragedy here is that he's already done 4 years on this. I mean, that is disturbing in and of itself.
Other defendants have lost jobs, driver's licenses, kids, and marriages, and many were deported. Also, in federal court, many got stiffer sentences because of prior state convictions based on evidence from Annie Dukin. Defense attorneys say it's taking too long to handle these cases individually, and they want the state's highest court to order that Dukin cases should be presumed to be tainted and automatically put on hold. It may look like defendants are getting a get-out-of-jail-free card, Sullivan says, but the focus must be only on whether they got a fair trial.
I think we put on blinders when we're doing these cases, and you try to do the right thing for your client to make sure that they get the proper representation. And if that means it gets them off, it gets them off.
With hundreds already off and out on city streets, police remain on high alert.
People are not first-time offenders or small-time drug dealers.
That's Boston Police Sergeant James Machado.
I know there will be consequence of this, and unfortunately, innocent people will be killed.
Already about 20 of those released have been rearrested for new crimes. Police Commissioner Ed Davis says Boston hasn't seen the surge in violence that some feared, but he and his officers worry it's yet to come.
They shake their heads.
you know, they're disgusted by what's happened. We have to, you know, start from zero again.
Davis says he's been sending an officer to meet with each defendant or convict just before release, first to offer services like job training and then a warning.
We tell them, listen, we know what you were doing before, and we're watching you. And if you get back into the life, that Dukin's not there anymore. So when you go in on this charge, yes, it's going to stick.
Annie Dukin, meantime, is facing charges of her own, 27 counts of perjury, tampering with evidence, and obstructing justice. At the same time, civil suits are also starting to pile up, as those accused of crimes based on Dukin's evidence accuse Dukin of violating their right to a fair trial. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.